scripture this morning is from Mark 12, verses 28 through 34. Here Jesus has an encounter with a teacher of the law who asks him what the greatest commandment is. Citing verses from Deuteronomy 6 and Leviticus 19, Jesus answers, "Love God and love your neighbor." Let us listen together for God's word. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" And Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any questions.
Dear ones, let us be together in prayer. God, this morning rain your love down upon us. Join us with your Holy Spirit and the spirits of the saints who went before us, that you might be here with us and we with them. We give you thanks for you and for the lives of the saints. Help us to remember them this morning. Help us to understand more deeply what it means to love and to be loved. Amen. So this scribe, this teacher of the law, had just heard Jesus give a good answer to a question posed to him about marriage. And so the scribe decided that he would gather up his courage and go ask Jesus what was really important. Boil it all down for us, Jesus. Take us to the heart of the matter. Don't give us the merely important. Give us the essential. What does God want us to do? In the history of the world, this question and the answer that Jesus gives ranks among the best gifts that anyone ever gave to anyone else. For Jesus answered in this way. What God really wants is for you to love God with all you've got. And to love your neighbor as yourself. This was a number of years ago. I was taking a class at Hebrew College outside of Boston. And it was called Jewish Texts for Christian Pastors. And one of the class sessions, we were studying the Shema from Deuteronomy 6. The Shema is quoted by Jesus in our gospel passage this morning. "Hear, O Israel." The Hebrew word for "hear" is Shema. That's why it's called that. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might." Well, this class session was being taught by an older rabbi and the younger rabbi. And at some point during the class session, the younger rabbi called out, said, "Rabbi, what does the Shema mean to you? I mean, not to put you on the spot, but what does the Shema mean to you?" And the older rabbi took off his glasses, rubbed his head, and sat down, and then let out a long breath. No words. It means thought about that moment over and over again. I thought over and over again about how very important the Shema is. I thought over and over again about how it was important enough for Jesus to quote it and call it the greatest. I thought over and over again in my life and your life too about how every day we have a new opportunity to love God with all we've got. And I've thought over and over again about how everything in this world would be different if we really did love God with all we got and our neighbors as ourselves. Well, on this All Saints Day, on this day in particular, it is appropriate and good that we should reflect on this particular gospel passage. For these commandments to love God and love our neighbors have shaped the lives of so many saints who have come before us. The only reason we have these passages to reflect on is because the saints who came before passed them down from one generation to the next, saying to them, "Hey, listen, this is essential for us, and this is essential for you." But they didn't just say it, right? They tried to live it out in the actions of their lives. Now, I know they weren't always perfect. The saints sometimes, maybe even often, got it wrong. They didn't always love God as they with their whole selves and didn't always love their neighbors as themselves. And we know this, too, because as saints ourselves, we get it wrong so often, too. But still, the saints gave us this precious gift and taught it to us in word and deed as something worth knowing and something worth living as best we possibly could. And so this morning, we're left with us saints. Us saints with one foot in the past and one foot in the future. We're saints who are left as those who have received the greatest commandment and who have been called to pass it along to those who come after us. What a gift the greatest commandment is. What a blessing the saints were who gave it to us. What a pleasure it is to teach it in word and in deed to those who come after us, saying to them, "Hey, guys, listen, this is essential for us, and it is essential for you." What a gift it is, both to us and from us, to love God with all we've got and to love our neighbors as ourselves.